Democrat state lawmaker Sarah Stalker, "I don't feel good about being white every day." By Hannah Knudsen on December 12, 2025. Kentucky State Representative Sarah Stalker, D, confessed this week that she does not feel good about being white, claiming that it is a point of privilege she feels bad about. She made the remarks on Tuesday during a meeting of the Kentucky General Assembly's Interim Joint Committee on Education, where she was defending diversity, equity, and inclusion, DEI, efforts in schools. "I'm going to be honest, I don't feel good about being white every day for a lot of reasons. Because it's a point of privilege that I get to move through the world in a way that so many of my other colleagues and friends and family members and of the community don't get the privilege to do," she said before pointing out that she, according to her own analysis, is not at the top of the left's imaginary totem pole as she is merely a white woman. "And I'm just a female, but just a woman, just a white woman," she said, contending that if she were a white man, she would be functioning from a point of even greater privilege. "I think we're missing an opportunity when kids have a moment to reflect about how the color of their skin does and does not allow them to move through the world. Running to them and trying to stifle that, in trying to say you shouldn't feel bad. So we don't want to ever expose you to something that is going to make you have to pause and have maybe some internal feelings. It's a missed opportunity for some really good dialogue," she continued. Watch. She also argued that DEI efforts are not about making people feel bad about being white but giving minorities equal footing as white people, piggybacking on the left's beloved obsession with the term equity over true equality. Equity is a gateway term leftists use to push socialist ideas, as failed presidential candidate Kamala Harris has done quite openly. Stalker, however, said her concern is about facing the historical privilege that white people have always had in this country. "What the efforts of DEI are trying to do within a school setting now is to pull in other students," Stalker claimed, asserting that removing DEI policies is simply just trying to whitewash things, which she finds problematic. Her comments came in reaction to a proposed bill from Republican State Senator Lindsay Tichenor to end DEI programs in public schools. President Donald Trump has been on board with ridding the federal government of DEI projects and programs, signing an executive order just days into his second term ending all federal DEI programs.